Two Tiger Tales. Stories from China, retold by Barbara Beveridge. Page 2. The Clumsy Tiger. Illustrated by Caroline Campbell. Page 10. The Competition. Illustrated by Ali Till. The Clumsy Tiger. A folk tale from China. Retold by Barbara Beveridge. Illustrated by Caroline Campbell. Once there was a tiger who lived in a forest in China. This tiger looked big and strong, but really, he was very slow and clumsy. He tried hard, but he could never catch enough food to eat. He just wasn't quick enough, so he was always hungry. One day, the tiger watched a cat running through the forest. The tiger called to the cat, "You're so quick and clever. You can run and you can hide. You can jump from rock to rock. You can pounce and prowl. Could you teach me to be quick and clever like you?" "All right," said the cat. "I'll teach you all I know. Meet me here tomorrow, and we'll begin your lessons." So every day the tiger came to see the cat, and every day the cat taught the tiger something new. Soon the tiger was no longer slow and clumsy. He could run and jump and hide and pounce and prowl just as well as the cat. Then, one day, the cat saw the tiger watching him with a hungry look. "That's it," said the cat. "I've taught you all I know. The lessons are over." "Did you really teach me all you know?" said the tiger, getting ready to pounce on the cat. But he wasn't quick enough. The cat had already climbed to the top of a very tall tree. He called down to the tiger. "There was one more thing I was going to teach you, but it's just as well I didn't." So now you know why tigers still can't climb trees. The Competition. A story from China, retold by Barbara Beveridge, illustrated by Ali Teal. One morning, a tiger went to look for water. He found a pool and started to drink. Suddenly, there was a very loud noise. It was a small yellow frog, and he was very angry.
"Who said you could drink from my pool?" said the frog.
"I did," said the tiger. "Who's going to stop me?"
"I am," said the frog. "I can jump higher than you. I can jump farther than you, and every day I eat a tiger for dinner."
"Is that so?" said the tiger. We'll see about that. We'll have a competition. Right?
Right, said the frog. We'll soon see who can jump the highest.
We'll both count to three and then jump, said the tiger.
But just as they got to three, the frog jumped onto the tiger's tail and held on. The tiger jumped as high as he could, but the frog jumped higher from the tiger's tail.
I've won! I've won the competition!
He shouted.
We haven't finished, said the tiger. Now we'll see who can jump the farthest. Get ready to count to three.
But again, the frog jumped onto the tiger's tail and held on. The tiger jumped as far as he could, but then the frog jumped from the tiger's tail.
I've won! I've won again!
The frog shouted. The tiger was amazed. This tiny frog could jump higher and farther than he could. He didn't wait to see if the frog could really eat him for dinner as well. He ran away into the forest. And that's why frogs in China make such a noise. They're still busy scaring away tigers.